You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. Floors for Living Sale on now at Choices Flooring.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Bax, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bax?
G'day, Graham. I'm going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Karolina Pliskova is in her sixth season.
Is it too early
as
to get
top 10?
Do you reckon?
Another Kerr for Sam Gong.
Another Kerr for Sam Gong.
It just makes me laugh all the time.
Matures by the week. It's better and better and better. Revive and redesign your homes with Spaces for Living sale at Choices Flooring. Pixie, the floor is yours.
Let's have a look at some of the SMSs. Did Colby drop a few Bill Lorries?
Yeah, he may have.
I think he might have. All right, let's get into it. Gareth Hall, he just a gift that keeps on giving. Gareth, let's start him off here.
Let's have a look at the first race there. Race number one, of course, which will be the first race.
It's where we normally start. And here he goes with... he gets this the city of Denver wrong quite a lot.
Now, Nikola Jokic, yeah, Devon and Nugget Superstar.
Just give it one more go.
Now, Nikola Jokic, yeah, Devon and Nugget Superstar.
Devna.
The Devna.
That's happening a bit.
It is. Yeah, he does it all the time. Doesn't know he's doing it. Bjorn Baker's gone with a new nickname for Gareth.
Exactly.
see you, mate. Good luck.
See you, Gareth. Thanks.
Gary. I call him Gary, so I don't mind that one. Andy and Gazy's first week back. They've had a nice break. Andy wasn't at his sharpest here.
Our mate Sarah Jane Smith, her golf's going better than her mobile phone communication.
Yes.
Going better than that sentence.
That sentence, yeah. Now, I talked about his nicknaming, right? So Craig rings up. Go on, yeah, Craigos.
Yep.
Yeah, and we just put a little package together.
Gary's in Melton. Good afternoon to you, Gaslington. Steve's in Lilydale. Who have you got for us, Stavros? Craig's in Bendigo. Good afternoon to you, Craigos. Danny's on the road. Good afternoon to you, Danielson. Pav's in Bondi. Good afternoon to you, Pavlich. Dan's in South Caulfield. What do you got for us, Danielson? Ryan's in Cheltenham. Good afternoon to you, Risington.
Risler.
Staffy's in St Andrews. Staffson, give us a sponsor.
Hey, you got an odd one here to add to the list.
Great mates. Brett's in St Albans. Who have you got for us, Brettley?
Brettley? It's a newie. He's out of the newie.
He's allergic to saying the person's name.
He just
name.
Can't do it, mate. Yep. He can't do it. Speaking of nicknames.
Dwayne's a word magnet. And
he
I reckon.
Should we start tonight? What about we talk about tonight? Let's start tonight.
I reckon Andy's the opposite of the word magnet. He runs away from the
he
word.
He does. He runs away from the names. Anyway, speaking of nicknames, this is our Andy Harper called Kano.
Where do you see it? Is a quarterfinal win a pass mark? If we go out now, is that a failure?
That's a tough one to take, Corn.
It's just it's his moniker. It's just the vibe.
it's the vibe.
Kane and Sammy Edmund spoke to the host of Survivor, Jonathan LaPaglia, earlier in the week. Fair to say the interview got off to a bit of a shaky start.
The 11th season of Australian Survivor. What are we all in for tonight and going forward?
Well, you're getting over your skis there. It's the 9th season of Australian Survivor.
There is a couple of familiar faces, though, is there not? Particularly for people who might listen to our little sports station here.
Is there?
Well, is Nathan...
There are a bunch of new players this year. Who are you...
Is Nathan Freeman in the show?
Yeah, he is. Yes, he is. But I guess he's a recognisable face.
Yes.
I've kind of forgot about that.
He had no idea Nathan Freeman played footy. Like, absolutely no idea. Right? None.
They were doing all the heavy lifting, trying to bowling the volleys outside of somebody, kept leaving him.
They might as well just said, and Nathan Freeman, the former AFL players on the show. Yes, that's right.
Do you reckon Jonathan LaPaglia, in all seriousness,
he's got no
turns
idea.
Up on the day of the shoot,
He does.
He rolls in, there's an auto kill, and he goes, how long is this going to take?
Yeah, how long? Seriously. I'm here, I'm going to do the tops and tails.
Would you like to meet a couple of contestants? No, I don't know.
Not really.
I'm only here
really.
For an hour to shoot the links.
Shoot the links. Right, Doc Larkins didn't quite get this former Collingwood defender's name right.
Sam, you'll remember him probably too, Kane as well, Aaron Scharenberg.
Aaron Scharenberg. Jingo. Aaron.
No, I don't remember.
No. Now, poor old buddy, someone.
Who was that?
Someone's given Tony Tardio the wrong information here.
The commentary on ESPN, the 49ers to face the Baltimore Ravens in Las Vegas on Monday, February 12.
No, that's not what's happening.
No.
No. Right, a short and not so sharp one here from Barnaby Joyce.
My own personal view is people have three quadrants of their brain.
A puzzling story.
Emoji confused face.
Do you watch this show, The Ringer? The podcast.
Kane Corn's obsessed with it.
Yeah, he is.
I don't get the time.
No, it's a big week for fans anyway. But talk about reading a name and not reading a word and not really understanding it. Have a listen to this.
Ben Johnson, the maestro offensive coordinator of the Lions.
Maestro.
Dude, have you talked to anyone before you talked to us?
Oh,
have you spoken to other people?
Maestro. Maestro.
It reminds me of you and the Give It A Try horse.
Give it a tat tree. This is Ian Smith.
We've got an injured player down, which is going to necessitate some time.
Necessitate? I think that is a word, isn't
it?
Yeah, I don't know why it's on the list.
Don't take on Smithy.
Oh, what's the eye on? Play it again.
We've got an injured player down, which is going to necessitate some time.
Necessitate. There you go. What's happened here? Well, Dwayne got himself a bit confused here.
You've only got 365 days every year. Well, hang on. You got 364 days every 4 years. But apart from that, you got 365.
You've got a bit confused.
That's not right either.
It's a little leap year. I'm not sure what's going on. We've got a drone here.
360. What is it, actually? 365 every year and 366 every four.
That's a drone.
Righto, Pix.
Why is someone spying on us in a drone? Anyway, Bill Laurie time.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on four.
Should take it. Dive got it.
That's it, baby!
Never been papped by a drone before.
Yeah, no, you know who it is.
Let's get to the Bill Laurie.
Right, Kane Corns, a couple of beauties here.
Oh, yeah, it was like Shamar Joseph. Is he Tom Morris or Shamar Joseph?
Little one there, another one.
The Pom's got it done. Ollie Pope, 196, if
where
you don't mind.
Where did come from that... in the world?
Good one. And this NFL ref, I reckon I got sent this by 100 people.
Holding, offense number 76. 10-yard penalty, second down. At the end of the play, Tawny, offense number 4. It'll be first and 10. Personal foul, roughing the passer, defense number 24. 15-yard penalty out to the end of the run, first down.
Oh, yeah, that mare. The voice just completely went. This is not one we've had to add from this morning. Straight off the top of the show, the big boy.
Top of the morning to you. Big warm welcome wherever you're listening right around Australia. This is Off the Bench. Thanks to McDonald's. Oh, dear. There we go. Off the record.
What a horrible start.
It's been one of those weeks. It's to transform your home with Spaces for Living. Revive and redesign sale at Choices Flooring, offering 20-plus discounted styles. Great partner of the Melbourne Mavericks to the team at Choices Flooring.